President Trump is putting the Washington, D.C. Police Department under federal control.
We're going to take our capital back. We're taking it back.
He says the nation's capital is overrun with crime, bloodshed, bedlam, and squalor. Statistics show the crime in the city is at a 30-year low. The D.C. Police Union says it agrees with Trump that immediate action is necessary, but wants the federal intervention to be temporary. The president has suggested he would attempt similar takeovers of other cities run by Democrats, including Philadelphia. But legal experts at Penn and Temple say such a move would violate the Constitution. Our City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports.
Temple's Chair of Law and Government, Craig Green, says unlike D.C., states' rights are protected by the 10th Amendment.
There's a constitutional principle preventing him from taking control of state and local officials in that way. Commandeering is what it's called. There's an anti-commandeering principle.
And yet, Green adds, there doesn't seem to be a basis for the D.C. takeover either, which is permitted only in the case of an emergency. That's why Penn Professor Claire Finkelstein says cities like Philadelphia should be getting ready.
The fact that something is not legal doesn't mean that the president won't do it.
She says a state or city could file a federal suit if the president attempted a takeover, but those are lengthy and unpredictable.
Federal law is very much in flux, and we see the Supreme Court taking an ever more sympathetic approach to presidential power.
Finkelstein says a federal takeover might spark protests, but they could in turn be used as a pretext for further federal control. Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.